parking is on the number 6.7. I made the way, the bright shining way.
I made the glory that way. Telling the world that Jesus saved you today. Yes, I made the glory that way. I made the glory that way. I made the glory that way. Heaven is nearer and the way groweth clearer, for I made the glory that way. It's to the call the gospel calls today. In the glory that way. Wanderers from home, oh, hasten to obey, for I made the glory that way. I made the glory that way. I made the glory that way. Heaven is nearer and the way groweth clearer, for I made the glory that way. Onward I go, rejoicing in His love. I made the glory that way. Soon I shall see Him.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before You tonight very thankful for the time that You've blessed us with here. And we pray that everything we've done so far has been pleasing in Your sight. We pray for those of our number who are not able to come out and be with us due to health concerns. We pray that You be with them and protect them. We pray at this time for the one who's about to deliver us a message that You give Him a ready remembrance of what He's prepared for us. We pray that we're able to take it and apply it in our lives and look into Your word for what is truth. And it's in Your Son Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Tonight, I've got a topic that might seem a little bit morbid, but it's a reality all the same, and I hope it gives a little more positive and inspirational light. During my initial military training, one of the reoccurring things that came up was how we're replaceable. My instructors would tell us how we'll eventually replace them, and then we'll train up the next people, and they'll replace us. It's a cycle you need to come to terms with and understand as we deploy and go into hostile environments. This was a bit of a contrast to when they told us about how the work we're going to do was important and necessary. They still encouraged us to strive for our best. Our time is temporary, yes, but that does not mean that it doesn't matter. We will all pass through this world and move on, but what quality will we leave behind? Do we leave the next generations well equipped for their own fate? Turn with me to 2 Timothy 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4. I'll be reading verses 1 through 8. I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned into fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, and I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Paul was ready when he saw the end. After devoting his life to God, he made it his only goal to spread the word. He went teaching those that needed and wanted to hear. We even have recordings with the letters to Timothy, how he equipped those to take up a similar role. Paul knows it's time to leave and welcomes it. Confident in his actions, he took on confident in the actions he took on this earth by the end of it. The extent of Paul's evangelism may be comparable to few, but it's achievable nonetheless. He charges Timothy with this work, but it could very well be used as a message for us. Paul understood that one day he no longer be on this earth to do the good work, but also the word of God still needed to be spread. The same principle isn't only with Paul. We have the examples of pretty much anybody in the Bible leaving work to someone. If you would turn to 2 Kings chapter 2. 2 Kings 2, I'll read verses 1 through 15. And it came to pass, when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. And Elijah said unto Elisha, Tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Bethel. And Elisha said unto him, As the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they went down to Bethel. And the sons of the prophets that were at Bethel came forth to Elisha, and said unto him, Knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he said, Yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace. And Elijah said unto him, Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Jericho. And he said, As the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they came to Jericho. And the sons of the prophets that were at Jericho came to Elisha, and said unto him, Knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he answered, Yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace. And Elijah said unto him, Tarry, I pray thee, here, for the Lord hath sent me to Jordan. And he said, As the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And the two went on. And 50 men of the sons of the prophets went and stood to view afar off, and they too stood by Jordan. And Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters, and they were divided hither and thither, so that the two went on dry ground. And it came to pass, when they were gone over, that Elijah said unto Elisha, Ask what I shall do for thee, before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And he said, Thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. And it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that, behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, My father, my father, the chariot of Israel, and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes, and rent them in two pieces. He took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and smote the waters, and said, Where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. And when the sons of the prophets which were to view at Jericho saw him, they said, The spirit of Elijah doth rest on Elisha. And they came to meet him, and bowed themselves to the ground before him. Here Elijah could see the end of his time as well. He tries to get Elisha to stay in order to seemingly comfort him, but as we read, Elisha refuses on every occasion. As Elijah is about to leave, Elisha asks to receive a double portion of his spirit. Elijah responds with that it is a hard thing, not hard to do, more that it would be hard on Elisha to keep. And also, as we read, Elijah leaves, and Elisha literally takes up Elijah's mantle. I want to take note of verse 14 here as well. Elisha asks, "Where is the Lord God of Elijah?" seemingly as if to say, "Who is God with now?" like he was with Elijah, now that Elijah is gone. Elisha gets his answer when the waters are parted the same way that they were with Elijah. Lastly, I want to turn back to Timothy again. 1 Timothy chapter 4. I'll read starting in verse 11. "These things command and teach. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with the laying on of the hands by the presbytery. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee." While Paul wrote this message for Timothy, it applies to all that read it as well. The ones who have passed before us have left the mantle with us. In each moment we are given, it is important to teach and to be about the work of the Lord, because someday, unknown to us, we shall be expended as well, and hopefully, if we did our work, then we shall be replaced as well. The work and results we produce on this earth are meaningful and leave lasting impacts here and beyond. No commands we can carry out from the Scriptures is without purpose. Of those commands, few, if any, can match the impact of acknowledging that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and our Lord and Savior through His blood. Tonight we offer an invitation to any who have yet to be baptized into the body of Christ. We are ready to assist you if you would come forward as we stand and sing.
Door, and I can feel at home in this world. hanging out with everyone tonight. Do any of the men have anything that needs to be announced? If not, we'll be later. Our closing prayer be dismissed.
Bow with me, please. Our gracious and wonderful Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thou art marvelous and glorious, and we have abounded in your presence this evening as you've come to be with us as we've studied your word and heard a lesson from your word and sung songs of praise and offered our prayers to you. Father, we pray that you would bless our lives with the knowledge that you've given us tonight, with great wisdom, that we may take it into the world with us and live more righteously and godly in this present world. We're so thankful to thee, Father, for the teaching of Jesus, for his examples of the truth that you had him bring into the world, a better understanding of the things that you had said even from the beginning, but seemed so new and fresh in him and are experienced in him in a way that we couldn't have done any other way. Father, we thank you for the lessons that you've prepared for us to go through in these weeks as we study the life and ministry of Jesus, as we prepare to study his sacrifice that he made for us, and all of the wonderful foundation that he laid for men who would follow him and continue to teach and to preach his word, to record it in the scriptures that we could continue to study it even as we've done this evening. We pray, Father, that each one of the brethren here has been uplifted and edified, that we will take this strength that we've studied about tonight and make it our own as we try to live from day to day as Christ would have us to live and following in his footsteps. Father, we're thankful to thee for the next generation that we've seen taking leadership roles tonight. We thank you for Elijah's message, and we thank you, Father, for Jordan's leadership and for his recent baptism into Christ. We're so thankful, Father, he's ready to get busy about his Father's business. Father, please bless these young men and the others that help out and lead in our worship service, that they may learn well and lay the good foundation that that Paul encouraged Timothy to do, so that as some of us pass on in future days, that the church will remain strong in this area and that these families will be well taken care of by the leadership of spiritual men. Father, we're thankful to thee for the ladies that we have here who constantly are taking care of the congregation, who are serving one another and being mindful of each other. We thank you, Father, for the blessings that they are in service, that they do not take a public role but are so important to the work that we do and are well known for their good works. Father, we ask for the forgiveness of our sins and pray that those things that we've left undone and the things we've committed against you will be repealed from our life, that as we repent of them, you will put them away and forget about them as you promised that you would, so they are not held against us again, but let us live another day in service unto you. Please go with us, Father, as we depart this place and to take the strength with us and not let it wane, though we're apart. And we pray for those, Father, who couldn't be here tonight for various reasons. We ask that those barriers might be removed from them so they can be with us on a regular basis again. For those that are sick, we certainly pray for a quick recovery on their part and for the traveling, for that they may return safely. Father, guide us in all that you would have us to do. May we remain faithful unto you all the days of our lives so we can hear the words from thee, thou well done, thou good and faithful servant, and that we can spend eternity with you in your glory. We pray these things in the hope of Jesus Christ through his name. Amen.